Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of the fifth week of Lent. We hope you had a wonderful weekend. Mm-hmm. And next week is already the starting of Holy Week. So we're a week away from Holy Week, which is like my favorite time of the year. I love Holy Week. We just wanted to ask you, if you want to be getting these videos into your email inbox, you can still sign up. It's not too late. Mm-hmm. So you just go to the link.
In the description.
In the description.
And then journey with us for the rest of the Lent. It's not too late. And you'll start getting them. They show up in the inbox usually early in the morning. So that's what you can expect. Today, we are going to talk about
Saint Joseph. Joseph had the happiness to die in the arms of Jesus and Mary. How could death be painful to him who died in the arms of life? The devout clients of Saint Joseph should hope with confidence that at their death, the saint will visit them accompanied by Jesus and Mary to help them to die happily. Okay, so that's what I want. I would like Joseph and Mary and Jesus to be at my death. So then I need to become a client of St. Joseph's.
Yeah, really good point.
So how do I become a client of his? Well, I have to show some kind of appreciation to him every single day. And I actually have a little prayer of consecration that I do pray most days. Sometimes I do forget. So I'm actually going to be starting another consecration to St. Joseph. So in the past, I've done a shorter version, which Father Mark Goren came out with. This one right here.
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, it's a really nice one. It's St. Joseph the Protector. And it's just a 9-day entrustment to St. Joseph. So if you're somebody who's really short on time and you maybe can't commit to the longer one, which I'm about to talk about, this is a really great one. So you can just go to, Father Mark Goren. Search it. St. Joseph the Protector. And then... The other one that I'm actually going to be starting this Thursday, is the one by Father Don Calloway, which you received a book from him a few years ago.
Father Don, thank you for sending the book. Thank you very much. I don't know if you ever get this video, but thank you for your generosity.
Yes, but it was just so busy, and that's why I did the 9-day one from Father Mark Goren, but I'm going to do...
Yeah, but Father Mark, he never gave us this book. We had to buy it.
That's okay. I'm happy to do that. But anyhow, so that one's going to be starting next Thursday, and our parish is actually going to be doing it. Our priest recommended doing a consecration to St. Joseph, so we're all going to be doing Father Don Calloway's 33 Days to St. Joseph, I guess.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
St. Teresa says, in the 6th chapter of her life, I do not remember to have asked any favor from him he did not grant. The narration of the many graces God bestowed on me and of the dangers, corporal as well as spiritual, from which he has delivered me, through this saint would excite wonder. The Lord appears to have given power to the other saints to assist us in a single necessity. But experience shows that this saint gives aid in all. The Lord gives us to understand that, as he wished to be subject to Saint Joseph on earth, so in heaven he does whatever the saint asks.
So we have some wisdom from St. Teresa of Avila, doctor of the church, and then St. Alphonse is quoting her now. He's also a doctor of the church, really encouraging us to be a client of St. Joseph, to be devoted to him. We shouldn't let this suggestion go to the side, friends. I mean, these are holy men and women who say, hey, this saint can really help us. St. Joseph can really help us. So St. Alphonse goes on to say that in heaven, when the saints ask Jesus' intercession, they go to him on our behalf in prayer, they're asking as a friend of Jesus. However, when Saint Joseph goes to Jesus, he's not simply asking as a friend, but he's asking as Jesus' father, lowercase f, but his earthly father. So Jesus has a different relationship with Saint Joseph than he does all his other friends in heaven, set aside Mary. So Joseph has an exceptional relationship with Jesus. He had an exceptional relationship with him on earth. Mm-hmm. Jesus, St. Alphonse goes into this, was subject to St. Joseph in all things. So the perfect one, subject and was obedient to the imperfect one, St. Joseph, teaching us great humility. And St. Alphonsus goes on to say that in heaven, he doesn't use this exact language, but has this beautiful relationship where St. Joseph's requests come to Jesus almost as though they have a power of command. Because in his earthly life, Jesus responded to everything that Saint Joseph asked of him in perfect obedience. This, in one sense, continues in heaven. So having a, not that Saint Joseph orders, you know, Jesus around, but it's a beautiful relationship that continues to exist that he shares that no other saint has with Jesus. Mm-hmm. So we, in our devotion, go to Saint Joseph. We should have great confidence that our prayers are going to be heard through the intercession of him.
But great indeed will be the comfort of those who at the hour of death shall be protected by Saint Joseph, who, since a God was once obedient to him, has power to command the devils, will drive them away and hinder them from tempting his clients in their last moments.
And Saint Alphonsus says about his devotion to Saint Joseph,
I choose thee, after Mary, for my principal advocate and protector. I promise to honor thee every day by some special devotion.
One of the titles that Saint Joseph has is Terror of Demons. And Saint Alphonsus draws our attention in the readings today about the episode in Scripture of Jesus being protected by Saint Joseph as they flee to Egypt.
Right.
So the devil wants to destroy Jesus. Herod is the pawn that the devil uses. And Saint Joseph, in the middle of the night, flees. And so here we have Saint Joseph, his protection over Jesus, leading them through the night to safety. Saint Joseph, his mission of serving Jesus this way continues to be so now, where he can be a protector of our family. I would encourage any man watching, have you asked Saint Joseph to be the protector of your home and your family from the assaults of the devil? We should do that. We should pray to him every day, asking his intercession. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us.
Actually, a friend of mine and I are doing a novena to Saint Joseph right now. And so every single day I'm sending her a little quote, picture quote of his that, you know, different saints say about Saint Joseph. And this is one of them. There are many saints to whom God has given the power to assist us in the necessities of life. But the power given to Saint Joseph is unlimited. It extends to all our needs. And all those who invoke him with confidence are sure to be heard. That's St. Thomas Aquinas. So we want to wrap up by reminding everybody that we need to be praying a rosary every single day. Our Lady has asked us to do that. So with that,
it'll be linked at the end of this video. Thank you so much for watching. Share with us below what stood out to you and why. And tomorrow, I will see you. God bless you.
And tonight, Ken's doing a parish mission at Our Lady of Lourdes in Saskatoon. So if you are close by, you come, okay? It's at 7 o'clock.